Okay, welcome back as we continue our discussion about why WCGA is so important and how it can serve to reawaken America, the Great Reawakening, something that most people would say is impossible for a little tiny AM radio station in Southeast Georgia without a very huge footprint to turn into a, I use the word, juggernaut that shapes up all our other citizens in this country to understand where we were, that is, from whence we came, and where we are now, where fairly nondescript, men-run citizens with a very anti-American attitude inculcated in them by the cultural Marxists beginning in the 30s, people who are racially and anti-God oriented, because that crosses all racial barriers, those folks are now in positions they shouldn't be in. I don't think they're qualified, frankly. And they are being allowed to make those decisions that are subjective rather than objective. Well, maybe the law ought to say this, so we interpret it that way, so let's go get Trump. Or other things. They're there. They're in our system now. In some cases, they've always been there, and perhaps from our side. But the reality is the America that has existed for lo these many years, these many decades, is a good thing. There's warts. You know, a lot of things that we as a nation are ashamed of, and some things that we should be ashamed of, they haven't lived up to yet. But the preponderant America that we have lived in all these years is a noble and great culture, a noble and great people. We are and have been great American. I can say that just based on a pretty intense reading of history. I think Edward Gibbon's book, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, is a pretty good indication. But I've also just finished reading Fox's Book of Martyrs, and I know how people who think as I do and probably as you do have been treated over the years for what they believed and what they preached. Whereas in America, that was the celebrated message. America has sent out more missionaries and done more to shape the theology of the world than any other nation, and a lot of it has been done through simple radio, like we're doing right now as I sit before a microphone and share my opinions with a small group of people. But here's the deal. I'm hoping that what I'm talking about to you in just a conversational fashion, there's no agenda here, just a conversational fashion, if it resonates with you, you'll begin to do something more than just, you know, think about it. Well, that guy sounds like it's pretty good. Maybe I agree with that. And if you begin to resonate to what's said, or even if you're like me, you're very passionate, you just haven't found an outlet for that passion to push back against the darkness, then consider a serious attachment to WCGA for a period of time. Because if you, as the passionate listener, reaches out to other people and says to them, you know, there's some pretty good things being presented from sunup to sunrise on wonderful coastal Georgia, WCGA, AM 1100, that we need to think about. I like what Dennis Prager says, but there are others on here that are wise people. Some of them are edgy. Some of them are like me. They don't worry about what they say so much, or like cockroaches now infest our government. But all of those people who are on the air are marching pretty much in step with where Wes and Dee and I and others who have come along with us in this station believe this nation. No, we don't believe. We know it needs to go. in a particular direction because it's where it's come from, and it worked. And what we see now, based on just the evidence, since, well, I say it goes back to August the 6th of 2022, it ain't America. It's nothing like America. And if it's allowed to continue, then the great America will be no more. In fact, America, I'm just speaking from a military threat point of view, may not exist at all. We have weapons out there pointed at us that a very few of which, if are set off at the proper altitude, at the proper locations on this country, will send us back overnight to the 17th century. And folks, that ain't going to be very good because most people don't know how to live in the 17th century anymore. And we're crowded together, and I think we'd see anarchy break out in the streets almost instantly. But all these things considered, if you agree that we have a problem that we need to at least consider, if not absolutely internalize, the words of Scripture, and if you agree that we need to come up with a plan to push back legally against this darkness, then continue listening, because on the backside of this commercial break, we're going to talk about some specifics, how to do it. So thank you for listening to this point. Stay tuned. Don't go away. You're listening to WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. See you in a minute.